let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hello, Onanta.
Hey, Randy.
Heading into 2026, there's all kinds of lists for the best places to travel. I'm sure everybody has a list of best places to travel. But we're going to use, just for argument's sake or for reference sake, Trafalgar's list came up with the 12 best places to travel. One thing for 2026, well, actually two, if you're a sports fan, the World Cup and the Olympics. I think that'll have an impact on travel and destinations, yeah?
I think so. I think football fever, soccer fever will be taking over North America with the FIFA World Cup and, you know, landing across the three countries. We can probably expect a large uptick from international visitors as well as domestically going. It takes place in 16 cities. So, yes, you could go to the tournament, but you can also, depending on where you go, take time to explore, you know, the place itself outside of the mm-hmm. event. So, it's, you know, for Canada, which is one of the, a great place to go, visit within our country. National parks, cities and wildlife, I think are some of the highlights of our country. Topping the list, I think Japan is still busy. It's, you know, with the cherry blossoms or fall colors, the mild weather. But I do recommend visitors who go plan really far in advance. We're finding that tour operators that are there are taking longer to respond to inquiries. It can take 2 to 3 weeks. So definitely the best time to go is March to May or October to November, but plan ahead.
Hmm, interesting. Yeah, there are certain destinations that pop up on just about every list. Japan is one of them. Morocco is another one, and I was surprised. I did do an interview with a company that does tours to Morocco, but just looking at Morocco in general, they're the sixth most popular visited destination in the world. I did not know that.
No, I didn't either. But, you know, it's not that bad to get to because it's just within a couple hours from Paris. And WestJet has nonstop flights to Paris in the summertime. So not that hard to get to. And you're right. The different diversity of Morocco, the food, the scenery, the landscape, and just even the history and the culture would be very interesting to visit. So that reigns high. Another place not that far away, and I'm quite interested in it, is Egypt. You know, the new museum that's opened up, it's supposed to be one of the largest to host a lot of their history, their antiquities, their, I think it's quite amazing for history buffs to go and enjoy.
And along with Japan, there's still the main popular destinations that, again, pop up on the top 10 list, top 12 list, Thailand, also Vietnam, and just the Asian destinations there.
Yes, and I think it's very competitively priced when you get there. Our Canadian dollar does well. The food is amazing. I would definitely enjoy the food when I go there, as well as just the opportunity to travel cheaply between the different countries, whether you're going to Malaysia or you're going to like the Philippines and such. So I think that's a good destination to look at, maybe even for a long stay.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of long stays, again, countries that pop up and they're on this list as well, Spain and Portugal.
Yeah, Portugal especially is very high in visitors. I've had quite a few clients that have gone to this destination and totally enjoy it. Whether you like golf or whether you want to experience port, you know, what's a favorite way to visit the country is a river cruise, which again is one of the best and most repeat types of travel that are trending these days. So it's good to spend time before and after. It's great walking destination. Yeah, it's as you say, a really good and popular place to go to. And also, you know, definitely think of when the time of year, because summer is super busy, but maybe mid-September for a month would be good, or before school lets out in spring would be a good time to go as well.
Well, if, with every list, there's always an outlier, and there's no exception here. Albania, to me, was a surprise as a top 12 visit.
You know what? That wouldn't, that till I kind of read the list, that wouldn't be something that popped up in my my to-do or to-go places. But it's underrated beaches. It's quite affordable. Good times to go is May, June, and September. So, again, maybe to avoid over-tourism in other places, to consider Albania. Another place that is interesting is Mongolia. Only in warm months, with regards to June to September. And they, I don't know if I'm saying this right, Nadam Festival is supposed to be a highlight as well. So something different and unique. And if you're looking for something a little bit off the beaten track, I think those two destinations would definitely click for some people.
And with every list too, there's always people that will say, well, what about this place? What about that place? Places that are missing, or they're missed out on a top 10 or top 12 list. Is there anything that you would add to this list that say this is a great destination, this is a place you should look at for 2026?
You know what's becoming more and more popular, and I think it was because it was one of the destinations on the White Lotus TV show, is Sicily. It's it's a small place, you know, still within the Italian realm. But that's becoming more and more popular. So I would suggest Sicily for people to go, and also Sri Lanka. I know it's a long way to go, and you probably would recommend other destinations to combine in your trip. But Sri Lanka, you see it in a lot of shows that are as a backdrop when they're maybe saying that they're in India or in Malaysia. The scenery with the tea plantations and the opportunity to visit the beaches, I think would be quite amazing to go to. And one day I would like to. I've been there on a day trip, like as a cruise stop, but I think it would be good to stay longer.
Well, and that's the thing about some of these destinations. You don't necessarily have to just go to that destination. You can make it part of a whole tour, especially if it's a European destination or parts of South America or Central America.
Yeah, there's, again, you know, chat with your travel advisor, because, you know, they get different educational opportunities with our suppliers, with our tour operators, with the tourism boards, to discover maybe places that might not be in your, you know, your thought. Another place that's popped up is Saudi Arabia. That's supposed to be quite interesting to go to. I think anywhere in that part of the world would be interested if you respectfully observe their traditions and their culture. Dubai, Oman, really good stuff. But again, I would definitely take it in conjunction with another destination, because it's a journey.
And you want to get the best of your time and your dollar.
Yeah.
There are lots of choices, like there is every year. It looks like 2026 is going to be another exciting travel year. So here's to good travels in 2026.
Safe and good and just fun. Yes, I agree.
Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Thanks, Onanta.
Thank you. Happy New Year.